I'm Alana Medlock, and you're listening to the WGXE News Update. Michael Ryan in the Watershed Post reports that Lexington Broadband Initiative co-chairman Bonnie Blader is frustrated that Lexington was left out of the New York Broadband Program recent announcement of $54.2 million in financial assistance to small telephone and internet providers across the state. The mountainous town hosted a broadband pep rally last year to put a spotlight on Lexington's lack of internet connectivity. The organization and town officials have hoped for a $1.5 million grant to help lay 76 miles of fiber optic cable to service 90% of the town's residents. Now Lexington is wondering if it's eligible to apply for the next round. Quote, "We don't have an answer yet. Nobody does," said Greene County Economic Development, Tourism, and Planning Director Warren Hart. Greene County has among the worst percentage of broadband coverage in the state. Read the full story in the Watershed Post. Scott Waldman at Politico New York reports that U.S. Environmental Protection Agency documents obtained by Politico show that a large company that transports crude oil through New York violated federal clean air standards at its oil transportation facility in Albany. The EPA issued a notice to Global Companies LLC last month, and the company could face fines of more than $25,000 a day for intentionally underreporting air emissions after it was given permission to almost quadruple the amount of crude it could transport through Albany. Global reported an increase in air emissions of 39.5 tons per year of volatile organic compounds, just under a 40-ton limit that would trigger more regulation. Quote, "The EPA determined the amount Global reported was far less than what it was actually emitting," end quote, the story says, but it does not say just how many tons of pollutants went into the air. Global also wants to add a crude oil heater that would allow it to bring in thick tar sands to Albany. But the State Department of Environmental Conservation is in a legal battle with the company, and no decision on that issue is expected soon. Read the full story in Politico New York. CBS 6 TV in Albany reports that a new audit found, quote, "significant deficiency in the way that $22 million was spent promoting tourism in areas recovering from Hurricane Irene in 2011. The Department of Housing and Urban Development's Office of Inspector General said New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration did not comply with procurement rules and did not ensure money was spent effectively. Cuomo's Office of Storm Recovery disagreed with the audit's findings. Locally, Prattsville was the town hit hardest by the storms surrounding Hurricane Irene. Read the full story at CBS6Albany.com. Matthew Hamilton in the Albany Times-Union reports that on August 16th, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill requiring courts to consider prior intoxicated and impaired driving conditions when sentencing someone for intoxicated or impaired boating. Quote, "Those who repeatedly violate intoxicated operation laws should not be given leniency because they have reoffended in a boat versus a car," end quote, the bill's justification memo says. The law goes into effect November 1st. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXE News Update.